My name is Petrica Bistran. Seconds have their own life, but few pay attention to them. 1, 2, 3, 4. The heartbeats resemble the ongoing debate between the sacred and the profane, some philosophers would argue. But let's make some use of the time given. I am rather slow in my delivery on purpose. I never quite listen to people when they rush to tell me what to do, but yeah, probably normally I slow down to make a point. One of the best news I've ever heard came out recently. An Indian postman was accused for stealing less than $1 in 1984 and just now has been cleared by a court after nearly 350 court hearings over 29 years. His name is Umakant Mishra, and I find his testimony meaningful. I had to sell my house in Kanpur, he said. Then I had to sell my land in Kardish district. I went bankrupt. He did various odd jobs to support his family and fight the legal battle, and was supported by his relatives who helped him and provided him with shelter. But now, here is a man for whom time only proved that truth mattered more than anything else. It took him 29 years and a fortune to prove a $1 truth. God is often portrayed as the most patient person in the universe, annoyingly so, of microsecond precision in keeping everything from happening at once, which is eternity, and that, I believe, is because time is not a line from A to B, but a chance, a gift to glance eternity and know the truth. Patience and time may do more than strength or passion, but all we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us, following that old man's advice, Gandalf. It's Advent again, a season of slowing down for something greater to happen, a season which reminds us that only time makes waiting possible and possibly rewarding.